This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Former U.S. President Donald Trump is facing 37 felony charges related to the mishandling of classified documents. That's according to an indictment unsealed Friday that also alleges that he described a Pentagon plan of attack and shared a classified map related to a military operation. The indictment marks the Justice Department's first official confirmation of a criminal case against Trump arising from the retentions of hundreds of documents at his Florida home, Mar-a-Lago. The indictment unsealed Friday outlined two circumstances in which Trump allegedly showed the documents to others. Initial legal analysis of the indictment and the charges against Trump by at least one legal expert indicates the Justice Department has built a strong case. Here's VOA's Jeff Custer.
Temple University law professor Craig Green told the Reuters news agency after reading through the indictment, his biggest surprise is how much Trump appears to help prosecutors make their case.
The closer and more attentive Trump has been to the location of the boxes, the harder it is for him to say, oh, it was just a mistake. It seems very clear that if he was personally involved, that he had a lot to say about where the boxes were, and that actually there's a lot of suggestion that he knew quite well that there were national defense documents and information inside.
Green was quick to add that in politically charged cases like this one, it only takes one juror or one judge to weaken a strong case. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says Ukrainian troops have started their long-expected counteroffensive. His comments Friday that Kyiv's forces suffered significant losses came just hours after a string of drone attacks inside Russian territory. Such strikes have been exposing vulnerabilities in Russia's air defenses. This is VOA News.